Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
It ain't no joke. I'd like to buy the world a token. Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a
song. All right, welcome back to it. Debating this new movie based on the basis of sex by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We're going to talk about that in the future because in the trailer it says the character Ruth Bader Ginsburg tells the judge of the United States Supreme Court the word freedom does not appear in the United States Constitution. I'm here to tell you it does, but only in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We'll get back to that. As we shift gears to Ryan Young, fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ryan, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me on.
And to discuss the competition out there, tariffs, a big conversation with the president right now, tariffs and so on and so forth. I like his idea of no tariffs for anybody ever. That's unfortunately not going to happen. But what do you make of these tariffs back and forth? It's kind of an escalating trade war of sorts, but really its impact so far has been pretty minimal. I don't think the average person in America has felt one bit of pain from the tariffs. What do you make of it?
Well, tariffs do take some time to have their effects fully felt, but we are actually already seeing some impacts. For example, Harley-Davidson Motorcycle is shifting some of its production over to Europe, and so are Indian Motorcycles of Iowa. They're shifting production over to Poland because, at least in Harley's case, retaliatory tariffs are adding more than $2,000 to the price of a Harley bike. For European consumers, and for Harley, that's a big market, and Indian Motorcycle is finding the same thing. As far as the current round of $200 billion of tariffs against China, and on top of another $34 billion tariff, well, we're seeing soy markets and other agricultural futures markets in chaos right now because farmers who can only put out one or two crops per year, depending on what they're growing, are kind of stuck in a very uncertain situation here where they grow as much as they can to match what they think demand will be. And when you add all the new tariffs into the equation, it's really throwing markets into chaos. Investors are not sure where to put their supports. And we might see a lot of U.S. farmers go out of business for, frankly, no good reason. So the tariffs are already making their effects known.
Mm-hmm. So where do we go from here? I understand the president's goal, if you will, to level and equal the playing field. And I've believed for some time this is a negotiating tactic. And I'm also the firm belief that by the time we get to November of 2018, most of these tariffs will have been removed and eliminated because I think it will help spur activity on Wall Street and elsewhere. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it's a negotiating ploy to further spur on the American economy. I could be proven wrong, but how far does this go in your estimation?
Well, there's not too much further we can go. We are already placing tariffs on more than half of our imports from China. And, of course, we have billions of more against the European Union, Canada, Mexico. And this is really throwing a wrench into the better part of 80 years of progress towards lower and lower trade barriers, which is a goal that you and I and the president all share. We all want to see zero tariffs everywhere, or at least as close as we can possibly get. And what we're seeing now is with this tit-for-tat trade conflict that's going on, other countries and other regions are pursuing agreements, and they're leaving the U.S. out in the cold. For example, just this morning we found out that the European Union and Japan are enacting a trade agreement among themselves, leaving the U.S. out of it. So they're going to lower trade barriers between those two countries or two regions drastically to the point of billions of dollars worth of goods. And those economies are going to benefit, and they're going to leave us out in the cold. So I think maybe this negotiating tactic, which might have the right intentions, is not having the right results. So I think we need to rethink our strategy here.
Well, but as you look at the results on the American economy currently, the American economy is humming along at a pace so brisk that in Michigan, where I live, and a whole host of other places, there are so many jobs, and I don't mean part-time jobs. I'm talking about good jobs. We just did a bit earlier today. If you want to drive ready-mix concrete trucks, $20 to $25 starting wage, jobs available with companies all over the state, not enough people to fill those jobs. $25 an hour jobs plus overtime plus benefits, and you can't fill them. They're driving jobs. I mean, you just need a clean driving record and the ability to drive a truck, and you're making $50,000 a year plus overtime on top of that, plus benefits on top of that. The economy is doing very well in all sectors. I mean, it's hard for me to argue. Now, I'm not a tariff guy, but facts, are they not?
Yeah, I'm glad the economy is doing so well, and we're also fortunate that trade doesn't really affect the number of jobs. You're going to see workers displaced and other jobs.
No, wait a second. You just told. Now, hold on. You
but
just,
in the long run,
hold
trade
on.
Has no effect on the number of jobs. What it affects.
But No. You just told me Harley Davidson's leaving. Efficient. Hold on, Ryan. You just told me that Harley Davidson's going to Ireland and Indian is going to Poland and other examples of companies that are leaving. Of course, that has an impact on jobs.
In the short run, yes. You're going to see people who have to take a few months to find new jobs, new work. And that's going to cause some short-term pain for a lot of families. And as I said before, for no good reason. But in the long run, people are going to find new work. They'll find jobs. And fortunately, the economy is doing well enough now where it can absorb those losses and get new work for people who need it. But because in the long run, trade does not affect the number of jobs. It affects the kinds of jobs that people have. And when political dictates such as tariffs affect those types of jobs, they usually make them less efficient, not more, at satisfying consumer wants and paying as much as they can.
All right, Ryan Young, fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. I give you the last word on where we go from here.
I think we should lead the world by example and lower our trade barriers regardless of what other countries do so we can reap the economic benefits. Tariffs hurt the economy, and the more tariffs we have, the more we hurt ourselves.
All right, Ryan, greatly appreciate that. That is Ryan Young, everybody, fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. They are locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. By the way, I've been a Wolverine customer since long before I did the radio. So just like everything else, if I tell you about a product or a company, it's because I believe in what they're doing. And you can take that to the bank. It's the Steve Gerber Show at 25 after. We'll be right back.